Hello and welcome back to Impacting Your World. This is Apostle Debbie Viggs again, thanking you this morning for joining me this week. Let's get started again with our Colossians prayers, Colossians 1, 9 through 14. Heavenly Father, we come before you to say thank you. We thank you for your blessing. We thank you for who you are. We thank you for how you have kept us this entire week. We're grateful to you, Lord God, for all that you have done. We're grateful to you, Jesus. Thank you for sending us the Holy Spirit, Spirit of the living God. We welcome you onto this show. We welcome you into our lives and into our homes. Have your way in us this day. We ask you to come alongside us as we pray these Colossians prayers, Colossians 1, 9 through 14. We thank you, Lord, that from the day we heard of it, we have not ceased to pray and to make a special request, asking that we may be filled with a full and deep and clear knowledge of your will and all spiritual wisdom, in comprehensive insight and into the ways and purposes of you, Lord God, and in understanding and discernment of spiritual things. I pray that we may walk and live and conduct ourselves in a manner worthy of you, Lord, fully pleasing to you and desiring to please you in all things, bearing fruit in every good work and steadily growing and increasing in and by the knowledge of you, Lord God, with full and deeper and clear insight, acquaintance, and recognition. I pray that we may be invigorated and strengthened with all power according to the might of your glory, to exercise every kind of endurance and patience, perseverance, and forbearance with joy. I give thanks to you, Father, because you have qualified and made us fit to share the portion which is the inheritance of the saints, God's holy people in the light. And I thank you, Father, that you have delivered and drawn us to yourself out of the control and the dominion of darkness, and you've transferred us into the kingdom of the Son of your love, in whom we have our redemption through his blood and the forgiveness of our sins. We pray all this in the mighty name of Jesus with thanksgiving. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise God. Well, today is Friday, which usually we say we want to do prayers on Friday, but I want to just lay a foundation before we get into some prayers today. We've been talking about positioning yourself for a miracle and breakthrough. Well, part of that is, you know, you communicating to God your need and God communicating back to you the answer for your need. Amen. And so it's important, again, to prepare yourself before you go to God to request for this miracle, this breakthrough through prayer. You've got to have your scriptures together and everything. Yesterday, I shared with you the two accounts, the one with the lady, the widow woman whose husband had died and left her in debt, and how God miraculously got her out of debt in one day. In the morning, she woke up in so much debt. In the evening, she was able to pay off all her debt and live on the rest of, you know, on the rest of what she had made in that one day. Because she, you know, looked to God to meet her need. We also looked at the account of the woman with the issue of blood and how meditating on, you know, when she heard the reports of Jesus, meditating on those reports and speaking it out of her mouth, you know, she was able to get her miracle or her breakthrough, and that the issue of blood that she had suffered for 12 years, you know, came to a halt immediately. But you see, so there's all these steps that help: meditating in the word of God, speaking the word of God out of your mouth. So not only do you just pray and then sit back, you have to, you know, once you offer up your petition to God through prayer, you've got to meditate in the word of God. And sometimes you may not, you know, sometimes you don't need to pray immediately. You just first need to meditate and meditate and meditate on the word until you actually, you know, gets down inside you. You really get it, and then you can pray. When you offer up, when you meditate, you know, and your faith is raised up, then you can offer up that prayer unto God, and you'll get a breakthrough. Most times, I think a lot of believers, because of a situation or because of a need that they have, you know, they panic, and so they just want to pray without having taken the time to actually meditate on the word of God to let it, you know, produce the miracle they need for their lives. In the instance with the woman with the issue of blood, when she heard the reports of Jesus, she didn't just, you know, get out of her house immediately and go searching for Jesus. You know, she didn't, you know, we're not told that she, you know, started to pray immediately. No, what she did is she first meditated. She heard the reports. And even though she had a need, and it was a serious need, and she needed help, but she took time to meditate on the word and meditate on the word. In the time that she was meditating, Jesus was busy doing, you know, miracles in other parts of the, you know, the city or the town where she lived. But she didn't get out and go because she wasn't ready. So she took time to meditate on the reports. And as she's meditating on the reports that she heard of Jesus, you know, healing and delivering people from all types of sickness, you know, she's meditating on that. And then she begins to confess it, because now after she's meditated, she's, you know, begins to see herself healed. And so when she starts to say, "If only I can touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole," she's developing that mental picture inside of her, seeing herself healed. And once she began to receive it on the inside, then she knew she was ready to be able to step out and go and touch the hem of that garment. You know, a lot of times, you know, people think she just heard, "Oh, Jesus is passing by," and then she jumped out and she left. No, the Bible clearly tells us that she heard the reports, and then she had been saying to herself, "If only I could touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole." She didn't say it one time. She had been saying it. So that tells us that, you know, it took her a while. You know, she kept on saying it and kept on saying it until her faith grew and her faith, you know, met up with her meditation. You know, at the point where they connected is the point where she received her miracle. And so it's so important for us to understand that principle so that we don't just say, "Well, you know, the woman with the issue of blood just said, if Jesus could do it and if I can just say it." You know, saying it is one thing, but you've got to first meditate it to the point where you have that mental picture, seeing yourself receiving that breakthrough, then you step out. Whether you step out in prayer at that point or you step out to do whatever it is that God is telling you to do. So you've got to give yourself some time. I mean, you can spend an entire day meditating. And at that point, once you receive that, you know, once you, your faith rises up to the level where you can receive the miracle, then you pray. You offer up your prayer. Amen. Now, I like Mark chapter 10. Mark chapter 10, there's a scripture that I love in Mark 10, which says, if you want to go there, Mark 10 and verse 27, it says, "Jesus glanced around at them and said, 'With men it is impossible, but not with God, for all things are possible with God.'" All things are possible with God. So if you have a need, you've got to remember, all things are possible with God. Nothing is impossible. With men, whatever your need is might be impossible, but not with God. All things are possible with God. And so you can take that and begin to meditate upon that. Now, a lot of times we say that all things are possible with God, but then you may have some doubt. You may be questioning, "Well, but can God do for me what I need him to do? Because my situation is really impossible." Well, you go back to Mark 10, all things are possible with God. Well, start thinking about who God is. You see, that's another area where we miss it, because sometimes, you know, we think we can say all things are possible with God, but we don't really recognize who God is. You know, we are saying that, but when we have a need, we are, you know, walking around panicking, you know, having anxiety and stress. And the Apostle Paul said, through inspiration of the Holy Spirit, he says, "Don't fret or have any anxiety about anything." Well, if all things are possible with God, then why are we having, you know, stress? Why are we having anxiety? It's because you're not trusting in who God is. You think, you know, all things are possible with God for everybody else, but I don't know if God can meet me at my point of need. I don't know if God can do this thing for me that I need him to do. I don't know if, you know, he'll make a way for me where there's no way. I don't know if God can heal me of this, you know, terminal disease. You know, I don't know about that, but I know that all things are possible with God, but I just don't know. You may not say it, but your actions say, "I don't trust you, God. I know you've done it for others, but I don't trust you." And your actions say that when you stress, when you have anxiety, you know, when you worry, it means that you're saying, "Well, I don't know if God can come through for me." You know, that's basically what you're saying back to him without actually saying it. And so one of the things that, you know, encourages me, or I like to do when I have a need and I need a miracle, I first go through the word. And though I've gone through the Bible many times, you know, but I go to certain, you know, scriptures, I read certain portions of the Bible, which will, you know, give me that encouragement, which will cause my faith to rise up. And, you know, I start looking at God and say, you know, God, first of all, God spoke the world into existence. So, yeah, nothing is impossible with God. We see in Genesis, he said, let there be light. And boom, there was light. So, of course, nothing is impossible with God. We see that his words brought miracle after miracle. The sun, the moon, the stars, the sea, the heavens, the trees, the flowers, the birds, the fish. Every living thing that we see here on this earth, God brought it forth through a miracle. You know, the miracle of his words. So we also know that from a little pile of dust, he formed man and breathed the breath of life into him. So, oh yeah, all things are possible with God. You know, he placed Adam and Eve on the earth and provided everything they needed. You see, and that's the thing you have to look at. God is not a God who withholds anything from us. In fact, Psalm 84, verse 11 says, you know, no good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. He doesn't want to withhold anything from us, especially good things. I mean, think about it. When he, you know, created Adam and Eve, he actually gave them everything they needed. He planned for them to live, you know, in a miracle existence. He intended for them never die. They were free of worry. They were free of pain. They were free of disease. He placed them in a beautiful garden with fruit and herbs of every kind. You know, they didn't even need clothing to protect them from the elements of the weather because he created a perfect temperature for them. And not only did he create everything by a miracle and provide everything and that Adam and Eve needed to survive, he fellowshipped with them. You know, they were his creation and he treated them as his children. We see that in the cool of the day, he came down to the earth. He walked and talked with them. So this was God's original plan for man. And his intention has always been total care and total provision for us. Even though man sinned, it's still the same thing, you know. But when we look at our situations, we think, oh, no, God can't do this. I don't know if God can do this. Well, let me try. You know, there's no trying, you know, when it comes to God. You can't try God. You just trust. Either you trust him or you don't, you know. And so if you trust him, when you pray, you believe you receive what it is you've been praying for, but you don't stress or have doubt or unbelief or any of that. You know, you go about your day as if, you know, everything has happened. A lot of times I get people calling me and reminding me of something that I'd said to them at one point or another when I prayed with them. And usually, you know, because I talk to a lot of people, and I'll be like, I said that. And they're like, yeah, you remember you prayed with me and you said it was done. And then, you know, and yeah, I just called back to tell you that what you prayed for came to pass. Well, do you know why? Because when I pray for that thing, I'm done. I'm not worried about it. I'm not questioning whether God will do it or not. Even if it's an impossible looking situation, when I tell somebody, listen, it is well, God will do it for you. I mean, I don't question. I don't question it at all. You know, I move throughout my day. I don't even remember that I've prayed that prayer until the person calls back with a testimony of breakthrough. Well, that's the way you and I are supposed to be. Even in our own situations, we should be able to pray and walk away from it, believing and trusting that it is done, it is settled, it is concluded, and that you have your miracle. God has heard your prayer and you will receive your answer. However, if you pray and then you start, you know, 30 minutes later or an hour later, you start going over in your mind, oh, I wonder if God has heard my prayer. I wonder when God will do this. Oh, I don't know what we'll do if this doesn't happen. If, you know, if God doesn't answer the prayer, I don't know what we're going to do. Well, right there, you've messed it up because you're questioning. You don't trust God. If you trust God, you're not going to, you know, worry about it. It's like, in the natural, if you call me and say, hey, you know, I need a ride, and I tell you, okay, I'll come pick you up. When you're at your house, you know, the day you call me to say you need a ride, and I say, okay, I'll come pick you up on that day. Between that day and the day that I need to pick you up, you're not worried. You're not sitting there saying, oh my God, I wonder if she's going to come pick me up like she said. What will I do if she doesn't pick me up? No, you're settled. you know, you've spoken to me, and I've agreed, and I've promised to pick you up on that particular day and time, and you know you're content. You're not going to worry about it. You won't sit there twiddling your thumbs. You're not going to have anxiety about it, panic attacks about it. Oh, I wonder if she's going to come through. Oh, I wonder. No, you believe me. You trust me because I said I'll come pick you up. There's no reason for you not to. You know, if I agreed, then I agreed. And if I ask you, why did you believe that I was going to pick you up? Well, you said you were going to pick me up, didn't you? So I knew you were going to pick me up. Okay, then why don't we do that with God? Why don't you go to God and when you present your petition and you know his answer, he's heard your cry. If you pray according to his will, he hears you. And if you know that he hears you, then you know that you have the petition that you requested of him. Why don't you just sit back and relax? Why do you then worry about it? Why do you carry that situation around with you to work and everywhere where you're going all day long? You're carrying it with you. And then, you know, to make it worse, you're going to talk to somebody else about it. You've already talked to God, but then now you feel like, well, you know what? Let me go to somebody else and tell them. So, you know, I have this thing going on and oh my God, and this and that. Well, it means that you didn't even trust what you said to God yourself, and you didn't believe that he would help you. You presented the petition, but you don't believe that God is going to help you. You don't believe that he's going to come through for you. And that's why you're worried. That's why you have anxiety. That's why you are stressed. And so why would God help you when you don't trust him? But you can trust man in the natural, but you can't trust God. And so that's where we miss it a lot of times, and we miss the miracle. God has designed for you and I to live in this life, you know, in the supernatural. And in the supernatural, miracles are supposed to be a part of our daily lives. It's not something that should happen once in a while. It should be something that we receive every day. If we need something, if we have a need, God will, you know, provide that need for us through miracles, because that's what we see he did with the children of Israel. He's already made provision for whatever need it is you have, whether it's for healing, whether it's financial, whether it's marital, whether it's for your children or for your business or your career. He's already provided, you know, made a miracle provision for that. However, you need to be positioned to receive it. When you stress, when you worry, when you, when you have anxiety, you're not positioned. You're taking yourself out of position for receiving that miracle and breakthrough that you need. And so the first place is whenever you, doesn't have to be the first place, but at least when you think that your situation is impossible, always turn to the scriptures and say, well, here Jesus said, you know, with men it is impossible, but not with God, for all things are possible with God. And so you can use that as a prayer point and go before the Lord. You know, you worship him, you praise him, and then you present your petition. Lord, you know, according to your word in Mark 10:27, Jesus said that with men, this thing, you know, Lord, I have a need and I come before you according to your word in Hebrews 4:16, which says to come boldly to the throne of God's grace to receive mercy and grace to help me in my time of need. Lord, I'm in a time of need and I come to you right now according to your word. Jesus said in Mark 10:27 that with men it is impossible, but with God, but not with God, for with God all things are possible. And so, Father, as I know that, you know, all things are possible with you, and I present this need to you, Lord God, and I'm asking you, Lord, for a miracle in this situation, or I'm asking for a breakthrough according to your word. Lord, you have done it before. You are not a respecter of persons. You've done it for others, and you can, you know, I know you can do it for me. And so, Father, I just want to thank you in advance for the miracle provision that you have made. You know, if it's financial, Lord, I know you saw ahead, Lord, you know, and you knew that I would encounter this crisis. And now, Lord, I'm asking you to make a way for me. I'm asking you to meet me at my point of need. You know, you are Jehovah Jireh, the one who sees ahead. That's what Jehovah Jireh is. Jehovah Jireh is not the one who, you know, doesn't realize that you have a situation. And then, oopsie, all of a sudden, oh, yeah, they have a situation. No, He saw ahead and he knew you would encounter whatever crisis you're encountering right now. And he's already made provision. And so when you go to him, you can use that and say, Lord, I know you are Jehovah Jireh. You've already made a way for me where there's no way. I know you saw ahead and you knew that I would encounter this crisis. And now, Lord, I come to you asking you to manifest the answer in my situation right now. Everything that you and I will go through today, God already knows what it is. He's already made provision for it. All we need to do is to trust him. Everything we'll go through tomorrow, the next week, and next month, and the next year, he already knows. He's Jehovah Jireh. He sees ahead, and he makes provision. When Abraham, called him by his name, Jehovah Jireh, the Lord my provider, he says, well, when he asked him to sacrifice his child, and Abraham was willing to do that, he knew as he was going and even told the servants, the boy and I are going up, he told the servants to remain at the bottom of the mountain. And he said, the boy and I are going up to worship the Lord and we will come back to you. Well, why is he saying that? Because he knew that the God that he serves is a God who sees ahead and he knows the crisis that we encounter, but he always makes provision. And all we need is to ask him to manifest the provision that we need in that situation at that time when the need arises. And so he was up there. He knew God was Jehovah Jireh, even though he was going through with everything that he had told him to do. He wanted to be obedient on his part, and he knew that as long as he's obedient on his part, God will manifest the provision. And when the angel came as he was about to kill his child, the angel said, no, stop. And God has, look in the thicket. There's a ram in the thicket. That's when he said, the Lord, he named that place, Jehovah Jireh, the Lord my provider. Why? Because God saw ahead and he knew the crisis that I would encounter and he already made provision for it. Amen. And so if you have that understanding of who God is, it's going to be very easy for you to pray when you have situations, no matter what it is. It doesn't have to be financial. Even when you encounter sickness, he says, I'm the Lord that healeth thee. So he's already done it. He said, Jesus bore our sins and our sicknesses, and therefore by his stripes, you were healed, meaning that it's already done. So when that sickness appears, that disease appears, and the doctors are saying, well, we don't know what to do here. We don't know how to help you. Well, you call upon, Jehovah Jireh, who sees your need. He will provide healing. You can call upon Jehovah Rapha, your healer. But also, don't forget to call on Jehovah Jireh because he provides that healing miracle for you. You saw ahead. You knew that I would encounter this crisis. And Lord, I'm asking you to manifest your provision of healing in this situation right now. I thank you because you are Jehovah Rapha. You are my healer, the Lord who healeth me. And so you take it from there and you begin to meditate upon the word of God that speaks about your healing. You meditate upon the word of God, and you can go, Lord, I know all things are, possible with you, with man, this is impossible, but not with you. All things are possible with you, Lord God. And so you continue to stand on the word and you can take Psalm 91. Psalm 91 promises us, healing. He says that with long life will he satisfy you. And so you can speak, you can confess Psalm 91 over yourself. It's not only just for protection, but it's also for deliverance. So you take Psalm 91 and you confess that over yourself. And that's why I say you can never leave your house without confessing Psalm 91, because it provides you with protection throughout the day, but he will also deliver you from stuff. He says, with long life will he satisfy you. Amen. So long life, that's talking about your health. And so as you confess Psalm 91 over yourself, your body and everything, around you needs to conform to the word of God, because God said he will satisfy you with long life. And so when the doctor said, well, you have 3 or 4 weeks to live, well, no, I reject that in Jesus' name, because with long life will he satisfy me. Not only did he say that, he said, when you are in trouble, he will deliver you. So that's trouble. You can say, Lord, you promised in your word that when I'm in trouble, you will deliver me and you will, you will set me free, or you'll give me the answer. With long life, will you satisfy me, or whatever. You take that scripture and you speak it over yourself. When you're in financial trouble, Lord, you said, when I'm in trouble, you will deliver me. So you can begin to you know, to confess Psalm 91 over that financial situation that you're dealing with. And you can take Psalm 23. Lord, you said you are my shepherd and I shall not lack. And so therefore I will not lack in this, you know, in my household. We will not lack. The spirit of poverty, we command you to go in the name of Jesus. Spirit of lack, you are not the will of God for us. We command you to go, leave my house now in Jesus' name, and begin to thank God. Father, I thank you that you are Jehovah Jireh. You saw ahead and you knew I would encounter this crisis. And now, Lord, I'm asking you to manifest your provision for me in the name of Jesus. I thank you for this miracle that you're about to bring in my life. I thank you for the breakthrough that you're about to bring in my life. You know, you go through the day. Thank you, Lord God, that you are my provider. I thank you, Lord God, that you are my healer. I thank you, Lord, that you are Jehovah Nisi, the one who fights my battles for me. And I thank you that you're sending your warring angels to fight in this situation for me. Lord, I thank you that you're releasing your angels of provision to bring me the provision that I need in the name of Jesus. I mean, you begin to excite yourself in prayer. You know, you should be excited to pray. Prayer shouldn't be a thing you do because, you know, you only have bad things happen. No, you should excite yourself in prayer. Amen. And so it's so important to have this, to know, you know, well, God, you know, you've done this, you know, and that's why it's important for you to read the Bible. So, you know, these accounts and the things that God has done for others in the Bible. Well, he's not a respecter of persons. If he's done it for one, he'll do it for you. Well, Lord, this woman woke up in the, you know, in the morning and she was in debt. And you have said in your word in Romans 13:8, to keep out of debt and owe no man anything. Well, I want to keep in line with what you have said. Lord, I decree and declare that I'm out of debt. You know, I owe no man anything but a debt of love. Lord, I'm asking you to give me a strategy. I'm asking you to show me what I need to do to get out of this debt situation that I find myself in. I say, thank you, Lord, because you've done it for this woman, widow woman. You gave her a strategy to get out of debt. So I'm asking you, Lord, to give me a strategy to get out of debt. You see, because when you're in debt, most times people think, okay, you know, manna will fall from heaven in the form of money, so you can just pay your debt. No, to do. God gave this woman a strategy. There's a strategy that God can give you to get you out of debt. He got her out of debt in one day, so he can get you out of debt in one day. You just have to ask him for the strategy. He may do it in, you know, one day. He may do it in 1 week. He may do it in 1 month or 1 year. But whatever the case, you've got to ask for the strategy. A lot of times people will say, you know, ask them, what's your goal for this year? Oh, my goal is to pay off my debts. But have you gotten a strategy from God on how to do it? Because if you have your own strategy, it might not work. But if you go before the Lord and say, Lord, show me, you know, in the natural, I'm thinking I can do A, B, C, D, but I want your strategy. Show me what I need to do to position myself to get out of this debt, and God will give you the answer. And so let's pray in the few minutes that we have left. I pray that you have been blessed. I will tell you that I had prepared a teaching, which the Holy Spirit didn't allow me to share with you this morning. But I thank God he has me share this with you instead. I didn't prepare this. He just, when I got on, he just put all this stuff in my mouth. And so I prefer to go the way of the Holy Spirit, because that means somebody needs what I'm talking about today. And so we're going to use this particular verse, Mark 10:27. Jesus glanced around and at them and said, with men, it is impossible. So whatever your situation is today that seems impossible, yes, with men, it is impossible, but it is not impossible with God. So I want to pray with you right now. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we come before you because you are Almighty God, all-powerful God, all-knowing God, everlasting God. We give you praise because there's nothing that is too hard for you. We thank you, Father God, for your word says that with man, all things are impossible, but with you, nothing is impossible. And so, Lord, we thank you as I present the needs of the people under the sound of my voice this morning. I thank you, Lord God, that there's nothing too hard for you. There's nothing that is impossible with you. And that, Lord, you will make a way for them where there seems to be no way. I thank you that you are Jehovah Jireh. You saw ahead and you knew that they would encounter the crisis that they're in right now. And so, Father, we believe you for a miracle today in the name of Jesus. We ask you for the manifestation of the miracle and the breakthrough that you have already prepared for them, Lord God. And we say, thank you, Lord God. We believe we receive the answer right now in the name of Jesus. Jesus said in Mark 11:24, that whatsoever we desire, when we pray, we believe we receive it, we shall have it. Lord, I decree manifestation of finances in the lives of the people who need it today. I decree healing
healing breakthrough in the lives of those who need healing from you today. I thank you for the miracle provision of for families to restoration, Lord God. I say thank you, Lord God, for everything that is needed right now in the lives of your people, that it is done, it is settled, and it is concluded. We thank you, Lord God, that we come in agreement according to Matthew 18:19, and Jesus said that whenever two of us agree about anything, it shall be done for us in heaven. And so, Father, we believe we receive right now. We thank you also because in 1 John 5:14, your word says, this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we pray according to your will, you know that we hear you, and that if we know that we hear you, then we know we have the petitions granted to us that we have requested of you. And so, Lord God, we thank you for this heavenly grant in terms of the finances, heavenly grant for healing, heavenly grant in the family, for family and relationship breakthrough. We thank you in every area that your people need a breakthrough today, Lord God. We are grateful that you are granting them the desires of their heart. You are granting them their need this day, and we give you praise in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you that it is done, it is settled, and it is concluded. In Jesus' name, with thanksgiving, we have prayed. Amen, amen, and amen. I pray that you were blessed by this message today, and I look forward to speaking with you next time. God bless you. Bye-bye.
I worship you. Hey.